When an inmate is released from prison, they're placed on a probationary period. There are those who knowingly violate their probation, but there can be instances where that's unintentional. That's according to Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron, who listed off a series of what could be considered technical violations to a probation officer.
A technical violation would be someone is supposed to, over a weekend, they're supposed to remain at home, and they're supposed to be home from 7 to 7, and it's 7:02, and you happen to be in the driveway, and they're 2 minutes late. A technical violation would be they were supposed to make a $30 a month restitution payment, and it's due on the first of the month, but they didn't have the money on the first, so they paid it on the second. Those kinds of things. Things that are technical in the probation order.
Negron was speaking to Kim Schultz, a longtime Miami probation officer, during a recent Senate confirmation hearing of Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones. Negron wanted Schultz to expand on what the policy was for such incidences. Schultz says, in her experience, it's usually up to the probation officer and the supervisor.
For me, my concern is if somebody owes restitution, to pay the restitution. And I think that's the way most of the probation officers feel. The way I look at it is, we help this person get a job. We encourage them. We help them pay their, we make them accountable for their actions, and we help them to pay their monies every month. So when it comes to something like that, I don't see that the officers are going to go file a violation report. It's more work.
And she adds, in cases where the offender is scheduled to report every month, she uses discretion as well.
So, for example, let's say he doesn't show up, and I've had offenders where I've supervised them for a while. They know me. I know if they're not coming in, there's something going on. So I think a lot of it is when the officer has a manageable caseload and they can build a rapport with that offender, then they don't look to take them into custody. They don't look to do violations right away. They look to work with that person.
Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers also grilled Schultz on how those determinations are made. He says he knows of instances where someone may be doing well and trying to get back on their feet when something bad happens.
And it could be in the case of a traffic violation that winds them back up in prison. And that's not right. We knock somebody's feet strictly back out from under them, and they have to start at ground zero again to rebuild and go back to where they were a part of our society when a normal person would only have to pay a fine. And that's not right.
Ever says in one particular case, a child of a person in his district was having surgery on a Friday, the day he was supposed to report to his probation officer.
He called and told the officer, and she said, okay, that's fine. Come in, you know, like next Friday or next Monday. Okay, he doesn't come in on Friday because he had to work late at his job. So he shows up on Monday. Well, that happened to be her day off. So through the course, he was actually violated. He's been sitting in jail now for 3 months. Okay, he has lost his job. So, you know, tell me how that was right.
Evers posed that same question of Prison Chief Julie Jones. She says while she'd have to look into that particular circumstance, she's already trying to put protocols in place to give guidance on what counts as a technical violation.
We have been working very diligently with our corrections probations, our community corrections staff, to look at alternative sanctions. And these alternative sanctions are options given to the judge who ultimately makes the decision on whether someone goes back to prison or not, giving them tools in lieu of incarceration to try to affect behavioral change.
Jones says she hopes a bill can be put forward to have that alternative sanctions program, a pilot in some areas of the state, codified into law. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.